This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can join us here. Phones are open. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up here tonight is Walmart going to be launching their own cryptocurrency. Are they going to be getting into the world of digital currencies, cryptocurrencies? We can talk about that, plus food shortages, and there's just so much to discuss. Plus, it looks like Facebook is abandoning their cryptocurrency project after years of working on it and talking about it and negotiating with the state. They're calling it quits. But, Nikki, you had a story about the shortages. We've been covering those on occasion here on Free Talk Live. We've talked about, you know, grocery store shelves being somewhat empty.
Yep.
At least around here, we were seeing just in the last 2 weeks, there were just very light shelves at one of the grocery stores here in town. And it's not just there. There have been a few empty. Like, we were just at Aldi, which is an international grocer, discount grocer here in Keene. They're based out of Germany. There have been a couple freezers that have been basically almost empty for the past couple of, 3 months at least, it seems like. So I remember we noticed it kind of around Thanksgiving when, you know, a lot of people were talking about turkeys were hard to find. And there's been one freezer that has been broken ever since then. They haven't bothered to replace it. So that's
weird.
So
they must not need it.
Right? Yeah. Clearly they don't need it. And then in at least two of the other freezers, there was one of them today where if you were going to reach in to get product, you would have to reach all the way to the bottom of the freezer because there's virtually nothing in this one freezer. In another freezer, it was very light on product. Another one was mostly filled with just French fries because they obviously didn't have anything else that they could put in that.
Yeah.
And that's been a problem for months.
That's what I was saying, yeah. It's been a few months that's been going on here. Some places it's worse in certain food product categories or whatever. So, and we talked about how there's different factors in play on this. The news media likes to blame it on, oh, it's coronavirus. There's people that can't come to work because they're sick, so therefore factories are running slow. Mm-hmm. But we also know that there's a lot of professional drivers out there, truck drivers, who they're not working at all. And it doesn't have to do with because they're sick. It has to do with they don't want to jump through all the stupid hoops that the government is mandating. For instance, to be an over-the-road trucker to go across the border, now you have to have a vaccine to get into Canada. If you're a Canadian trucker or a Mexican trucker, now you have to be vaccinated to come into the United States. That just went into play over the weekend.
Yeah, and it's not going too well because we have thousands of truck drivers protesting right now. There's, I think it was 650 trucks that are leaving from South Carolina going up to Canada.
That's crazy.
Right now.
Wow.
To protest, to stand in solidarity with the Canadian truck drivers that are protesting.
That's amazing.
They can shut down the Capitol with that.
I had heard
that they're going to shut down North America with that.
Well, I had heard that there were going to be some American truck drivers that were joining the Canadian protest. I didn't realize it was hundreds from just one location. I had no idea.
I didn't even think about Americans joining. I heard that it was like 65,000 people, right?
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
65,000 drivers?
Yes, yeah, drivers in Canada.
That was in Canada, and I think I read something that said they only have like a little over 100,000. So over
that's unbelievable.
Half,
I don't buy
over
it.
Half of them are protesting
it's
right now.
It's unbelievable. Where are they getting that number from?
Because if your future of your job is, completely, the future is gone, mm-hmm. why not just go protest? I think that it's very believable.
Yeah, it just seems there were some guys.
It's like a last ditch effort, honestly.
Like even the guys in our chat room over at chat.freetalklive.com, the on air chat room,
even the
ones that are like pro Canada, live in Canada, they're all about this trucker protest. Even they were saying, yeah, 50,000. That's not realistic.
Do they live in Canada?
Yeah, the ones that live in Canada are in favor of this protest. They're behind the truckers. They were begging for us to talk about it on the air. He agreed. Somebody else claimed 50,000. I hadn't even heard the 60,000, but that's just so many. It would be unbelievable if that happened. A few hundred, you know, several thousand, that'd be a great protest. Like, that alone would be huge. Several hundred would be enough to block the roads into any major city. I mean, you don't need... If it's a six-lane road, all you need is six drivers.
Yeah.
You know, you can block that road. The old Polish roadblock technique. Now, it's a little bit of an, you know, offensive name, I guess. But the idea behind the Polish roadblock is you get six cars, if it's a six-lane road, or however many lanes you got, and they all go the same speed.
You go
10 miles an hour.
Car rage.
Anxiety.
No, not anxiety, rage.
Yeah, so I don't know what their plan is, whether they're just going to park on the streets or they're going to actually move. Because if they're moving, then it's not technically disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
Although they can still arrest them for, you know,
yeah,
not
for whatever
going fast
they want.
Enough,
you know?
Yeah, you can get pulled over for going too slow.
Yeah, there's minimum speeds on interstates and stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out.
And it's
out.
Like left lane is passing only in some places.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. But what do you have, Nikki, on the latest on the various different supply issues?
So before I even get into this, I was looking just to do a little bit more research. I mean, I've been following the food shortages for a very long time, mm-hmm. and I've kind of been suspecting that we would see some this winter. And a bunch of news is coming out today about a CO2 shortage. Hmm. They use it to keep produce fresh and to treat meats and things like that.
Oh, boy.
So that's their newest excuse on the food shortage. You know, there's some realistic reasons, like the vaccine mandates and stuff like that, that make sense for the food shortage. But the media just wants to blame it on coronavirus, and now they have this new scapegoat, the CO2, something about a CO2 deal that hasn't gotten signed off on, and it's expiring. So they're just kind of grasping at straws to make it seem like something other than what it truly is.
Well, I mean, maybe it is this, right? I mean, if, for instance, we've heard about there's specific parts that are getting harder to find that go into manufacturing things, right?
Yeah.
So somebody was saying, oh, we can't get tissue paper. I think you were at like a Joann's Fabric or something.
I was talking about a video I saw, but yeah.
But that kind of store, like they can't get these tissue. Well, that's also true for manufacturers that use the tissue paper in their product, whatever it is they're making, right? So like, you know, you buy some sort of frilly thing at a girly shop and it comes in tissue paper. Well, like, you need that to make the product look good, right? To have the nice presentation. If they can't get it, then they can't put their product together in the way, so it might delay the product coming together. Same thing with the CO2. It may be that the CO2 is being bottled. I'm just speculating here, right? Like, I don't know who makes the CO2 or why there's a shortage, but it may be that it's, let's just say, the bulk of it comes from China. Let's just say the bulk of it is, you know, being shipped over on cargo ships from China, and it's just sitting out in the ocean right now.
Because Joe Biden sent a bunch of trucks, or not trucks, boats out into the ocean to make it look like he did something about the boats.
No, I don't know if he sent boats into the ocean. I have not
heard
that. What boats would he have sent into the ocean?
That's what my boss was telling me. He said that during the time that Joe Biden was like, oh, we'll just have them running 24 hours a day. And then, you know, look, I fixed it. He just sent a bunch of them away.
Oh, okay. I don't know about the details there. I know that they did turn the port to 24 hours, but it hasn't made any difference whatsoever because there's not enough truck drivers to pick up the cargo. So they can move, even if the port of Los Angeles all of a sudden starts moving at full capacity or double capacity, there's not twice as many truckers out there who can come and pick up the loads. And prior to them going 24 hours, there were already 15 cargo containers for every one truck that was able to pull into the facility.
Yeah, so it's just
so they're way overloaded.
Impossible.
They don't have enough.
They just like split their hours throughout the day, and that's, you know, the same amount of workers. So.
And there's literally 100 cargo ships out off the, you know, off the port. So if he sends them somewhere else, they're just going to end up in another port where there's also a backlog of cargo ships. So if that's where the CO2 is sitting on one of these cargo ships, who knows when it's going to get in here? The number is 603-283-6160, and if this is a necessary component to getting meat on people's shelves, then you may see a serious issue. You've got more about this story on the way. This is Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number here 503-283-6160. We're talking about some of the supply issues hitting, in this case, the food industry, but just in general, the shipping business, the backups at the ports. I do have actually updated stories about that. I just pulled them up so we can talk about the current situation, which doesn't appear to be any better than it was 2 months ago. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And don't forget, you can help support people who are in dire need of assistance. People in Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya, people in what is considered extreme poverty. We're not talking about American poverty where you got like 5 cell phones, 2 computers, a bunch of TVs.
Third world.
No, we're talking about the serious, real poverty where you barely even have water to drink. You got to walk for miles to get it. That kind of a life. If you want to help these people out, you can go to give.freetalklive.com. Give Directly is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients who are in need, and they use mobile money to send them cash with no strings attached. In the last decade, Give Directly has delivered over $400 million to over 1 million people, and this helps people who get direct cash who are in extreme poverty. They get employment, they get nutrition, health, education. They get to decide for themselves how to spend the money. If that's something that is valuable to you and you want to help these folks out, go to give.freetalklive.com and know that we are matching your contributions up to a total of $30,000. So please head over to give.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Nikki, you were telling us that there's some sort of a deal for this, for carbon dioxide,
yes.
CO2, and there's something fell through. What exactly is going on here?
So it seemed like the U.S. must be subsidizing the CO2 because it's very expensive and high energy prices. And a deal is expiring January 31st. And with just days until January 31st, they still haven't secured a new negotiation. So the food and beverage industry is concerned that this will cause food shortages and beverage shortages worse than what
we're already
seeing.
Yeah.
So I'm not, that might be true. It just, to me, seems like a sort of scapegoat, and it doesn't seem like, it just seems like if they wanted to, they would come to an agreement. And why is this happening so last second? And it might just be a way for them to cover up all of the other reasons for the shortages.
Yeah, it sounds like a scapegoat. Anytime the media is making a big deal about just one little thing, I'm always just like, what is their goal here?
Well, and that's the thing too. So I've been monitoring this for a long time, and just today as I was looking through more current news, that's all I could find was like the trucks, and then I saw like 6 or 7 articles on the CO2. I'm like, is that really that big? And they were all from today, so.
And is this an issue in the U.S.? Because I'm seeing a story
yes.
from the BBC about it, so it's happening here, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what I'm seeing is from the U.S.
Interesting.
So I didn't know it was happening elsewhere, so.
Yep.
So that also kind of raises a concern, too, because I...
The same story is being spread elsewhere?
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just... It's hard to always trust the media.
Yeah, oh, it's certainly, and of course, the government runs the BBC, so that's worth mentioning here. But they claim in this story that this crisis was averted last year in the UK when the government stepped in to broker a 3-month price-fixing deal between CO2 producers and the industry. Why would they need the government to step in to cut a deal for business?
Force somebody to do something.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you're either willing to pay whatever the price they're asking or you're not. Quote, we're concerned with just days now remaining before that agreement comes to an end. So also the same January 31st deadline here in the UK. And there will be further CO2 shortages once again, said the Food and Drink Federation. Quote, this could lead to shortages in the products we find on our supermarket shelves, adding further pressures to families already coping with high food price inflation. Now, again, inflation, the mainstream media always gets this wrong, is an increase in the money supply. Prices going up is a symptom of inflation, prices going up is not inflation, it is a symptom. So they talk about how CO2 is actually produced. A very brief overview, waste gases from the chemical industry are captured, so like manufacturing plants that capture those gases. They then extract CO2 from those gases and then put it in those big tanks. You know, like, Bonnie, you work at a convenience store where there's probably a CO2 tank behind the counter running the drink stand,
mm-hmm.
right? So I wonder if your boss has heard anything about this, if the rumor is getting around that come in the next few weeks, there may be no more fizzy drinks available for Americans.
And it's really going to get real.
No doubt.
Yeah, some people, that might be their line in the sand.
Right, where it pushes them over the edge.
Mountain Dew fanatics.
All of a sudden, they start paying attention to what's going on. U.S. fertilizer firm CF Industries makes 60% of the U.K.'s commercial carbon dioxide.
Oh, so I'm wondering if that was the tie to the U.S.
Maybe so. 60% is a big chunk.
And I saw a couple articles about the fertilizer as well.
Well, apparently they get the CO2 by producing ammonia. It's a byproduct of making ammonia, so they basically bottle up the byproduct and sell that as another product that they do.
Wow, this is kind of freaking me out.
I know. I'm like, I don't want to drink soda water anymore.
Yeah, well, right. Sparkling water is also doing this as well. So anyway,
I used to be an addict of that.
If you're in the business and you can shine some extra light on exactly what's going on with this situation, feel free to weigh in here at 603-283-6160. But since we were talking about the shipping thing, Bonnie, you'd mentioned that the ships were sent away. Now, that, I believe, was true to the extent that they were told to go to other ports.
Yeah.
But there's still a huge backlog. The ships have not gone away. They've just distributed around the rest of the country. And an update here from the Wall Street Journal, imports are tumbling as the nation's busiest container port complex, at the nation's busiest container port complex, even as the backup of ships is breaking records. Combined inbound volume fell about 14% in Los Angeles and Long Beach ports compared with a year ago in December, according to preliminary data. It was the fourth straight month of year-over-year declines. That was even as the backlog of container ships off the coast of Southern California kept growing. The queue of vessels waiting to enter the port complex rose past 100 ships during December, according to the Marine Exchange, and reached a record of 109 ships in early January. So it is not getting better. It is getting worse. And I forget the number of, there's like a certain number of cargo containers that tends to be on these ships. But as of the time we first talked about this, probably back in November, when they were estimated at like 60-something ships that were backed up, the numbers were as many as like 500,000 to 1 million cargo containers out there sitting on those ships. And those things have all kinds of different products in them coming from China and, you know, other parts of the world that if you ordered like a dishwasher or something like that, you're just going to have to wait.
Well, I was actually personally affected by this. We ordered a birthing pool for our business.
Okay.
And it has been over 2 months.
Wow.
And it has still not came in.
To the point where we had...
Plastic or something?
Yeah. Well, it's to the point where we had to buy a new... order a different one.
Wow.
And that still hasn't came in. So it's just like they're probably stuck on the cargo ships.
There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. If you want to weigh in on the supply chain issues, you can. It's free time.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now. The Fed is signaling it will likely raise rates in March, the first hike in 3 years. As far as what those rate hikes mean to you, Mark Zandi is a chief economist with Moody Analytics. He tells CNN,
the higher rates, you know, they will start to bite. You know, already we're seeing the impact on mortgage rates. You know, if you go back a month ago, you could get a 30-year fixed rate loan, that's kind of the bread and butter loan, for less than 3%, record low. Now it's 3.6, 3.7%, which is incredibly low by any standard except the recent period, but that's up a lot, so people can't refinance, and it's going to get harder to buy a home at those mortgage rates. And we're still going to see credit card rates start to rise and other consumer auto loan rates start to rise.
New home sales jumping 12% in December. The median price was $377,000. USA Radio News. Illegal immigrants that are supposed to be deported are instead being sent throughout the United States.
Dozens of illegal immigrants are getting a free pass into America thanks to the Biden administration. Reports are coming in our government in unmarked buildings and buses are processing and redistributing single male immigrants in Brownsville, Texas. That's a violation of Title 42. At the airport, some of the immigrants claim to be going to Atlanta, Houston, and Miami. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We continue to be under Title 42. We have a stringent protocols, and we are still in a global pandemic, and includes those who do not show up will be subject to the repercussions of that.
Department of Homeland Security claims 47,000 illegal immigrants ordered to appear did not. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At the end of their two-day meetings, the Fed Reserve is signaling that they could raise interest rates soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Nikki in the studio. And you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We are talking about the supply chain situation, which just keeps getting worse. And if you really want to find out the cause of these problems, blame the government. Look at the government gang. Look at how they have created them. And
seriously, all my problems are because of the government.
Number one, guess who runs the ports?
Yep.
The government runs the ports. Number two, who's telling the truckers that they can't work because they have to get vaccinated? And what percentage of truckers is all about freedom? There's a huge percentage of truckers all about freedom. So when you tell truckers that they can't work unless they get vaccinated, a bunch of truckers would be like, well, you know, I've been thinking about retiring, so I'm done. And then no one else wants to take that position. That's why you've got a ton of product coming off of these ports, but no trucks to actually pick them up. And now even fewer are going to be available because the international truckers are being told they have to have vaccines. So it's caused it in those ways. It's, of course, caused the issues with all the various different coronavirus restrictions in so many different industries that have restricted things. I mean, there's just so many different factors. Inflation, of course, on top of everything else, making it more and more difficult to just feed yourself. And there's, I mean, the state is the problem. Coronavirus isn't the reason for this. If it were just just some people getting the flu or getting a cold, which is basically what we're talking about with coronavirus, it would be completely unremarkable because every year we go through flu and cold season, and every year tens of thousands of people die prior to COVID-19, and it was barely even worth a newspaper headline. And now all of a sudden it's this huge problem and all of life has to be completely modified. Well, those are some of the reasons why you've got these supply issues.
Yeah, I think that nowadays a lot of people aren't actually afraid of the virus. They just are thinking we have to get back to normal, but they can't put their finger on what the issue is. The issue isn't the people not wearing masks or not getting vaccinated. The issue is literally the government. And I don't think most people are afraid of the coronavirus anymore.
I don't think so either, because I think most people have gotten it.
Mm,
at this point,
it.
Or at least known people who have.
Yeah, and I think especially with the new Omicron variant, it seems like to be very mild. So everybody I know that has gotten it has been fine. But they're like I had one girl tell me the other day, oh, but you know, I'm a preschool teacher, and like I'm going to wear my mask today because I can't afford to be at home longer, you know, so she was so afraid of getting contagious and bringing it to the school. And she also said that there were, I think, 14 kids that tested positive or something like that. Hmm. None of them were sick. They were all healthy, asymptomatic. So the kids aren't getting sick, but they're still not allowed to go to school. And it's really the issue here is the mass testing.
Hey, I was going to say, who knows if those kids even really had it. They probably took a PCR test, which is proven to be ineffective.
And now they're mailing out the tests to people's door. The U.S. Post Office is mailing out 4 tests per household. So who knows if those are real? And have you seen the little test? It literally looks like a pregnancy test. I just can't see how that would be accurate.
Imagine if we were always, like, every week testing to make sure we didn't have tuberculosis. Like, nobody does that. People who don't have a symptom never used to test for a sickness.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's like a psychosis. It's just crazy. So I was just sharing with you some of the updates here on the shipping situation, because that's one of the reasons why things are back-ordered and backlogged. You're not being able to order things or get it delivered within any decent amount of time is because they literally can't move them off the ships fast enough. And now, in this month, there's been a new record reached outside of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach with 109 ships, exceeding the previous record set in December of 100 ships. So it's getting worse, not better. Shipping industry officials, according to the Wall Street Journal, say factors that triggered big bottlenecks earlier in 2021 persisted through December and are continuing into 2022. Ships cannot unload quickly because the terminals are full of containers. Truckers can't pick up loads due to a shortage of drivers and the steel trailers used to pull boxes. Guess which country makes steel?
China.
Of course.
Warehouses near the ports and at nearby logistics hubs are short of workers and don't have space for more deliveries. Port congestion is a major worry for the Biden administration. The backups are exacerbating supply chain delays and driving up shipping costs that are contributing to inflation reaching its highest level in decades. Again, mainstream media always getting it wrong. Shipping costs are going up because of inflation.
Do you think they're getting it wrong or lying?
I think they just get it wrong. I think that most of these people went to government school, and when I went to government school, I remember they taught that inflation is a rise in price.
Man, they never even, like, brought up an idea about, like, inflation or anything like that.
Oh,
when
you
I was
guys
in
didn't
school.
Take economics?
I did take economics.
They didn't talk about inflation?
They didn't
inflation?
Talk about, nope.
And I took economics and a financial literacy class.
Yep, and they for sure did not mention that, so.
Well, again, they lied to me. And so they lie to these kids in the journalism classes, and then they send them out into the world believing that every price rise is inflation. And it's not. But anyway, the spokesperson for the spokesbureaucrat for the Department of Transportation said ports have made progress in recent months in speeding up the movement of some import containers from terminals and truck yards or to truck yards and warehouses. But rather than freeing up space, however, the boxes filling up the dockside terminals have been replaced with empty containers waiting for shipment back to Asia, said Jim McKenna, the chief executive of the Pacific Maritime Association, which represents the terminal operators. He said 5 to 10 of the roughly 35 ships at berths on a typical day aren't even being unloaded because terminals don't even have the space to put the boxes. He says the congestion has gotten worse in recent weeks because of a surge of COVID-19 cases among longshore workers, truckers, and warehouse staff. So far this month, around 1,700 West Coast dock workers have tested positive for the virus. That is more longshore COVID cases than in all of 2021. But again, as you pointing out, you know, Nikki, and you were trained as a nurse.
Yeah.
This is not something that is killing people. That's why they keep talking about the cases.
Yep.
Remember, 2 years ago, it was all about the deaths.
Yeah, now it's just positive right. cases.
So how many of the 1,700 dock workers that tested positive were actually sick?
Probably one.
Some of them were.
You know, yeah, okay. maybe two.
But you know what they're doing. They're going to mandate that they all stay home. Oh, everyone's got COVID. Okay. Oh, you don't even have a runny nose. Well, you still have to stay home.
Yeah. Meanwhile, nurses are actually sick and they have to come into work after 5 days. So, but I couldn't go to work because I'm unvaccinated, right? So I'm so
totally
dangerous.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
The slump in inbound volume capped a year in which the port complex broke records with massive imports in Southern California. In 2021, the two ports combined handled the equivalent of 10.1 million containers, which is a 12% increase compared to the previous record set in 2018. So despite the delays, they're actually moving more product than they were in 2018. It's just there's just not enough truckers. Literally, that's one of the hugest breaks in this chain, is that the truckers just aren't there to pick it up.
Yeah.
And what's going to change that? They're so highly regulated, and now they're more regulated than they've ever been.
England just got rid of all regulations for masks. They did. I don't know if it's regulations is the right word. Why is the United States behind?
So, but did they do it for vaccine mandates, too?
I believe they did. Yeah, the vaccine passports are no longer a requirement. Obviously, a business could still require them on their own volition, but the government gang is no longer mandating them.
But that wouldn't, with this issue with the truckers, that wouldn't be an issue. You know, like, if some store on Main Street's like, you have to have a mask or a vaccine pass to come in, that's not really going to affect anything large scale. But when you tell all the truckers that they need to be vaccinated, and most of the truckers don't want to get vaccinated and are refusing to, that's just going to cause really big issues. And I think it's going to get much worse.
Yeah, and I'd be interested in hearing from somebody who's in the professional driving industry, because you've got the kinds of there's two kinds of drivers that I'm aware of. There's the kind that works for a corporation and they drive a company truck. And then there's the owner-operators, the ones that are hired out by various different companies. They have their own trucks. Those are the ones that are way more independent. Those are the ones who can just say, you know, I'm just going to take my truck home and we'll just park it there. And then if you change the rules and make it friendly and give me a bonus, maybe I'll come back. The number is 603-283-6160. You can weigh in on Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us if you want. Of the airwaves here. The number is 603-283-6160, especially if you are in the business of moving things, logistics, getting things from one place to the next. We're talking about how the backups are serious, pretty serious out there, with now over 100 ships, cargo ships, just waiting out of the port of Los Angeles and Long Beach. The story over at the Wall Street Journal is kind of updating us on this here. And, of course, one of the biggest problems is there's just not enough professional drivers who are available to pick up the cargo containers. So even if they could move the containers off the ships faster, there's nowhere to put them because, again, not enough trucks are there to grab them. And, you know, talk to the professional drivers and ask them why they're not there. Why would they rather stay home than go to work? I mean, these guys are some of the most dedicated people.
Yeah.
I forget who was it said this the other day, but, like, look at a thing. Whatever you're looking at was probably brought to you at some point on a truck.
Absolutely.
One of these guys or gals driving these trucks, I mean, they're truly the American heroes, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're, and not just America, but in every country on the planet, we need these people. And that's why it's really interesting to see what's going on in Canada, where there are, some say, tens of thousands. But suffice it to say, our chat guys have been crunching the numbers on some of these ridiculous claims about the number of truckers going to Ottawa, Canada, to converge on the capital of Canada on the 29th in just a few days. Somebody posted, Chantel in the chat at chat.freetalklive.com, posted a tweet from someone claiming that there are 15,000 truckers coming from California, 10,000 from Michigan, 5,000 from Ohio, 7,000, just going on. It's ridiculous, yeah. Just on its face. As he says, there's zero chance this is even remotely true. He says, I'd be shocked if there were any coming from the United States, since they have to be vaccinated to do that.
I did see that video of truck drivers claiming that they were going from South Carolina to Canada, but you're right.
And the claim was there's hundreds of them?
650.
I think that
which is oddly kind of specific, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing to just say that it sounds ridiculous, but, I mean, this might be a last-ditch effort for a lot of people. I mean, it's literally, this is the line in the sand for a lot of people.
Sure, but why would that many truckers from the United States go up to Canada? And as was pointed out, number one, they have to be vaccinated. So
how would they get there? Yeah.
The true freedom-loving truckers are not going.
Some people who have gotten vaccinated now realize that, that was a scam. They're not letting us go back to normal, and I got vaccinated.
That's true.
In fact, I was just telling Nikki on the break, I saw something where somebody said that they are now calling double vaccinated people booster hesitant.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But we kind of predicted this, right? That the people who weren't quadruple vaccinated would start to get targeted, you know.
Sure.
It's
problem.
So it's like the three times vaxxed versus the two times vaxxed, you know?
So some of these guys are doing some math here on the claim. So there's one claim here from Sudbury.com. The truck convoy stretched for 70 kilometers as it headed into northwestern Ontario, according to a spokesperson. Now, presumably this is being observed, right? Like there are people along the path in Canada from Vancouver over to Ottawa that are watching this happen. They're timing, you know, okay, how long does it take from the start of the convoy to the very end of the convoy? How long is this thing?
Hmm.
And Baraka 66 calculated that is 318 trucks if they are bumper to bumper, claiming that a semi is 72 feet long, 22 meters, et cetera, et cetera. So whether he's got the math right on that, as hell isn't 60,000 trucks.
And that's the thing. So, like, let's think about this. Would it even be possible for 60,000 trucks to be on the road together doing this in Ottawa or on the way to Ottawa?
Do you think that
is even possible?
He actually adjusted his numbers here by a factor of 10, 3,180, which is ton, right? Like, that's
still
huge.
A lot less than 60,000.
Yeah, but if there's 3,000 trucks going to Ottawa, that's more than enough to shut down all the major streets and completely shut down the city. So that, if that were true, would be very impressive. The idea that there would be as many coming from the United States, I find to be completely unbelievable, and I'll believe it when I see it. In fact, one of them points out here that this is a setup. Chantel says they're setting up everyone for disappointment, so that way when only 5,000 or 500 to 1,000 Canadian trucks show up, it's played off like no big deal when it is a big deal.
Yeah, that's actually a great point.
That is a good point.
So, if you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. Is there more to say about this supply situation? You pretty much
I have a little bit more about the supply as far as groceries go. So, this article says, does it ever feel like we're in some kind of weird time loop conveyor belts? Like, we thought we already lived through the grocery shortage period of the coronavirus pandemic, but here we are again, standing at the grocery store, this time in our N95 masks. Speak for yourself.
Not me.
Staring at bare shelves, wondering what we're going to cook when half of the things on our list is out of stock. Imagine being a restaurateur. It's not just a matter of trying to swap ingredients. They're still trying to keep their business afloat and customers happy, yet somehow they're still hospitable and generous enough to share their learnings in ways that can help us when we are cooking at home. So then it goes on to say, the supply chain issues is ongoing and has been for a while. Not only were these ships stuck in harbors, but restaurants everywhere were going through issues with curbside, with everybody needing gloves and masks and to-go containers. And, of course, prices went up, even though you could get items.
Oh, yeah. The restaurateurs in the area have been expressing that they're seeing doublings in the cost of some of their products. I remember the guy running the Indian food place apparently was complaining because, like, a bag of, you know, onions that would have cost him $14 is now $29.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's had to raise his prices, and so is everyone else.
Yeah, and this brings up a really interesting point that is overlooked by most. Restaurants use gloves to cook their food, right? To prepare food a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And with everybody, you know, buying gloves to wear, you know, to drive down the street when they don't really need them, apparently gloves have gone up from $40 to $150.
For like a big box of them or something.
Yeah. So even just, and I actually kind of came across that myself because I was looking for gloves for work. And I'm thinking, are they really this expensive? Like, I would think that a box of 100 gloves would be like $5. But they were like $20.
Wow.
Yeah, so I didn't.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, so food supplies have been drastically impacted as well. One of their primary purveyors has eliminated Sunday deliveries and second runs that allowed same day orders and pushed back the ordering's cutoff time, making already precarious situation even more difficult.
So they're talking about the food supplier there, so like a Sysco or U.S. Food Service or whatever their name is, the big two, making it harder to get product, doing fewer deliveries.
Yeah.
We're only coming once a week.
Which is probably because they don't have enough staff.
That's probably true. They don't have enough drivers.
It's not like they don't want to be coming. They probably literally can't because they're already spread so thin.
And that just means as restaurants, they have to plan better. And in some cases, they're going to just run out. They're going to run out of product.
And we've seen, not only all of the, all of the new mandates and things that restaurants have had to jump through hoops stay open.
Yeah.
And now they can't even get food and things are so expensive. I mean, even look at the grocery shelves. I mean, we're seeing it here in Keene. People are seeing it elsewhere, and in other places, it's actually far worse.
Oh yeah. So you asked me, have my bosses been having any issues getting supplies into the Mighty Moose Mart?
Mm-hmm.
And they said it's just so sporadic. They said once something comes back in stock in some area, like Coke or whatever, then in another area, it's sparse
gone.
All of a sudden.
Huh.
You know, so they said it hasn't gotten any worse, only because it's just a different product that's always
hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on to say basic staples like chicken, things like sugar, are just disappearing from store shelves. I haven't really experienced that myself, mm-hmm. but like you said, at Aldi's,
it depends on the area.
And that's the thing, too. So certain frozen goods, right, if they don't have them, they're just kind of going to fill it in with something like French fries just to give the illusion that there aren't holes. But if you're going into the store for something specific, you might not be able to find it.
Yeah, that's true. So. And if you're not paying attention, you might not notice the holes, but they're there.
I mean, absolutely.
We were there just 2 weeks in a row. We were noticing breads being turned to the side. Other things are being brought to the front of the shelves, but there's nothing behind it.
Just like huge amounts of something that, you know, they don't normally have, like that many fridges of just chicken tenders or whatever it is.
Yep, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You want to weigh in here with your experience. Coming up, is Walmart going to be getting into the cryptocurrency game? We'll talk about it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.